This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Former Eau Claire City Council member and community advocate Jeremy Gregert officially kicked off his campaign for City Council President over the weekend. Gregert announced his decision to run for the seat last month after current Council President Emily Berge announced she would not seek re-election to focus on her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. At the launch event on Saturday, Gregert highlighted his past experience on the City Council as a way to stand out to voters.
Having that experience of serving on the City Council has been, you know, I feel like the best way that I stand out as a candidate. I've worked with the council members, with most of them directly, like while they've been on serving on council with them, but then also since then, and being able to have that that working relationship, I think is really helpful, and then working with the staff at the city.
Gregert highlighted efforts to make Eau Claire a more affordable community and navigating uncertain times at the state and federal level as his main priorities. He says Eau Claire should be receiving more shared revenue from the state and should push for more local control in decision-making.
We've been working through a lot of challenges that are coming toward us, you know, from the state and federal level. And so we need to make sure that we're, you know, standing up for ourselves as a community in terms of funding for our community. Like shared revenue from the state, and making sure we have the local control that we need as a city to make the best decisions for our community.
Gregert will face off with Scott Rogers for City Council President in the April 7th election. Rogers serves as the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, but will retire from that position next month. Rogers says his goal is to continue the positive growth in the Eau Claire community by developing strong partnerships with small businesses and other local governments in the region. Without Wisconsin Eye live streaming legislative hearings in Madison, state lawmakers are at odds over members of the public recording meetings themselves. Republican state lawmakers have been enforcing an over 20-year-old state Senate rule that prevents members of the public from recording legislative proceedings. A 2013 assembly rule puts a similar ban into place, preventing members of the public in visitor galleries from recording those legislative proceedings. A January 7th memo from the state Senate chief clerk says the Senate and assembly rules override Wisconsin's open meetings law. According to a WPR report, Democratic state lawmakers are accusing their Republican counterparts of scheduling a number of committee meetings this month knowing that they would not be recorded in an effort to reduce transparency. They argue the recording rules were not enforced when Wisconsin Eye was still operating and asked to record the meetings themselves. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss denounced those accusations, saying there is plenty of transparency and people just need to watch the news to keep up with what's going on at the state capitol. With less than a year to go until the 2026 election, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany leads the way in campaign fundraising among candidates for governor. According to campaign finance reports, Congressman Tiffany has raised $2 million in his campaign for governor thus far. His opponent in the August primary, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, raised about $500,000 over the same period. The two are the only Republican candidates in the race after New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien suspended his campaign in September. The Democratic primary field for governor is a bit more crowded. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley led the field with $800,000 of fundraising. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has raised about $650,000, and former State Secretary of Administration Joel Brennan has raised about $560,000. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes only entered the field in December, but has already raised nearly as much as Brennan in that time. City of Eau Claire officials are sharing an update on plans for the reconstruction of the Dewey Street Bridge. City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says they're expecting to complete a little more than half of the design process by September and have finalized plans for the project by November of 2027. They could begin accepting bids for the project as soon as February 2028. Plans for the bridge reconstruction began after city crews discovered structural damage, but the project also offers an opportunity to improve pedestrian walkways and parking availability in the area. The Chippewa Falls Police Department is seeking to hire a records custodian to oversee evidence and open records. According to a Leader Telegram report, the position would entail managing the chain of custody of evidence, sending it for testing when needed, maintaining evidence-related supplies and inventory, and maintaining records for seized property. Department officials are hoping to begin the hiring process for the new position as soon as possible and are hoping it will allow their officers to focus on other public safety priorities. With especially cold temperatures across western Wisconsin this week, Xcel Energy officials say the demand for energy is spiking. Company officials say they're prepared for the increased demand with diverse energy sources, from natural gas, nuclear, and coal to solar and wind. The diversified supply ensures the company can meet the increased demand for energy as residents crank up their heat to stay warm. Xcel Energy officials also say residents should consider setting their thermostats to 55 degrees when leaving the house to conserve energy, while also preventing pipes from freezing or bursting. The sub-zero temperatures can also have a negative effect on vehicles. Officials from AAA are reminding drivers to test their vehicle's battery in the cold weather and make sure their tires have enough air in them. Extreme low temperatures can cause your battery to lose power faster and reduce the air pressure in your tires. AAA officials are also reminding drivers to keep a winter emergency kit in their vehicle in case it becomes disabled on the road. The kit should include things like blankets, a phone charger, a shovel, water, and non-perishable foods. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
weather. Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow this afternoon. It's not going to be a lot. A half inch to an inch possible in a few spots with a high today right around 23. Tonight, the little light snow, then mostly cloudy, will drop to 3 above. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high right around 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.